Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Bio Curry Winchell, or Dr. Bio. I am so excited to be invited to co-host the inaugural podcast with Go Pack Podcast and Beyond Clinical Walls Together. I'm a family medicine physician and nationally recognized health equity advocate and women's health expert. And today I have the privilege of co-hosting with Stephanie Rimp and Andressa here today at the amazing podcast suite at University of Nevada. First, I want to start off with somebody who really has been such a joy to get to know. And she has all of these accolades, all of these wonderful pieces. But just as a human being and as a person, I have truly enjoyed getting to know all of the elements of Stephanie Rimp, who is the athletic director of University of Nevada. And I'm just going to go ahead and let her introduce, but I just wanted to start there. Because when you get to know this person, there are so many facets, so many different layers to why she is here for the University of Nevada. And I start with that because when your heart is in the right place, when you know why you have a purpose and you pour it over into your work, it is seen, it is felt. And as an alumni of University of Nevada, it is appreciated. So welcome, Stephanie.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be here, and I'm excited to kick off the inaugural Go Pack podcast and also be part of your podcast.
Well, thank you for joining. And I also have an amazing athlete. I like to say, you know, it's interesting because sometimes with all of our past lives and the things that we've done in the past, they tend to say former. I'm like, when you are an athlete, you are always an athlete. And so I want to highlight there. And her name is Andressa, and I'm not going to butcher her last name. Let me just be honest with the audience, everybody listening. I tried my best to say the last name, and I don't want to butcher it. So welcome. Can you introduce yourself to everybody?
Well, my name is Andressa Szoladowskis, and I'm also an alumni from Nevada, and I'm a former, but a student athlete as well.
Always so, an athlete. It stays with you.
It does.
And
it
so really does. I want to invite that language because, you know, it's part of who we are as an athlete myself.
Yeah.
I think about all the things that I did from the time I was small in high school, college. That memory and those abilities, they don't go away.
They don't.
Right.
Yeah, and Stephanie is also an athlete, too.
Yes. So I have two athletes in front of me who, when I talk about it doesn't go away, look at what you both are doing here today and look what you're invested in. So it does come over in different ways. So at first, I also want to highlight that you're still here. You're working here as well. And can you highlight that a little bit? Because I want everybody to hear about why you do what you do, which is one of the principles of my podcast, of always highlighting why people do what they do. And then we'll get into all of the great things University of Nevada are providing.
Yeah, so I started swimming here in 2017 until 2020, and for a year I coached with the team with Coach Bray, and after that, it was during COVID, I wasn't sure exactly what I wanted to do, but I was able to work with the communications department because of COVID. They wanted to keep everything on the bubble, and basically, they were like, we have a GA position, so we can get you started on your career as a communications, as an SID. So started with my master's in journalism and started from there being involved in a department as an SID. And that was for 2 years. And then after that, Stephanie came in and gave me the opportunity to be a social media coordinator now. So I'm just grateful to be here after it's now 7 years and being able to just give it back, an opportunity to give back to the program that gave me the opportunity to be here.
So. And, you know, one thing that I love about this just overall campus, this program, University of Nevada, it's about what other facets make up who we are.
Yeah.
And it's not a one-lane direction. And for me, someone who does not oblige to being in one role, I think we can be in so many different things. That's something that I also experience here. Mm-hmm. And it's so neat just to see that it continues through. And to your point, as an athlete, there's so many different areas that we can do. And so just having someone see you and see that opportunity to be able to put it forward is a gift, and a gift that now you are putting forward. When we talk about all of the legacies that University of Nevada is building forward, it's that starting point of seeing the opportunities that different students can put forward to build this long-lasting new development, new opportunities. So, Stephanie, I would love, you know, when I see all of the amazing things that are happening, you have started so many different areas that the University of Nevada, Reno are now entering or have been entering. And I would love for everybody to kind of hear about it. First, when I talk about wellness, because wellness really involves so many different areas. And what is the University of Nevada doing to really invest in wellness when we talk about our athletes, everybody?
Well, thank you for asking. A priority across the board in every athletics program is the health and wellness of our student athletes. And so when I arrived here, we started seeing some holes and some things we needed to do to invest in the health and wellness of our student athletes. We created the Wolfpack Wellness, which is all encompassing. So it has mental health, it has nutrition, sports medicine, strength conditioning, student athlete development, which is basically everything that student athletes deal with outside of academics and athletics, preparing them for life. And there's one other that I'm forgetting. And so that's what we've been focused on, is trying to grow each of those areas by investing in them, building up our athletic training staff, supplying different technology for our strength and conditioning staff. We have, for the first time, hired a student athlete development director who's done a phenomenal job. Nutrition, we provide breakfast to our student athletes every day, which I'm sure Andressa would have liked when she was when she was a student athlete. And we have fueling stations. And so we've been put a lot into nutrition because that's really important. We hired a full-time nutritionist last January, and then we hired a graduate assistant just now to help educate our student athletes on what to eat pregame, postgame, things like that, how to go shopping at the grocery store, how to cook, all of those areas. And so we've continued to try invest in our Wolfpack Wellness program.
Well, you know, one thing that we often hear about, of course, mind, body, and soul are so important in anything that we want to do. And as a doctor, I endorse that and I love that. I think it's also important for people to know, why did you decide that that needed to happen here?
Yeah, well, I would say that when I got here, I realized there was a strong need. So we knew that we needed to invest in those areas. And a lot of it is benchmarking across the conference to see what other schools have, the number of trainers you should have, the number of strength coaches you should have, what kind of technology that they need. Most schools in the conference have a nutritionist. Most schools have a student athlete development. Most schools have a psychologist that works, a psychologist or a mental health professional that works with student athletes specifically. And so we were able to, over the last couple of years, invest in those areas and add those people.
That's huge. And even though you knew other campuses have it, there's that bridge, that step where you decided, yeah, we're going to be at that level because we should be. And when you are investing in all of those areas, it's amazing what you can do. And I, as a physician, I can share someone who's lived in this, born and raised in Nevada and had the privilege of being able to see different students through University of Nevada come to me and share that they have these facets, part of their life and part of the culture. That's huge. So you not only are helping the community here, but you are also helping them as they go out and they're accessing different resources and so forth. The other piece that I wanted to talk about is the mental health piece. There's a lot out there in the climate and it's really hard to digest and absorb. And I think I'll kick it off to you first to kind of think about, you know, it can be hard first and foremost when you have to get that mental kind of strength just to do whatever you want to do as an athlete. But then when you just look at daily life and resources that need to come, what are things that you are really excited about that the University of Nevada are putting forward to help?
Yeah, I think as a swimmer, you are an individual sport, right? So you're constantly talking to yourself and being very harsh on yourself. And it's a very perfectionist sport where a lot of times one little thing that you make a mistake on, it can completely destroy your race. So I think it's the one of the good things that we have going on here, and Stephanie brought it up, is that we have that help where student athletes can, if they're struggling, they can go out and ask for help, and they know, and it's right across the street, right? And it's not something that they need to go down to close to the quad and in the building where it's someone that they might not know. And having someone right across the street that is willing to help them on a daily basis, I think it's definitely huge for the program itself, because when I was here, we didn't have that. My mental health specialist was my athletics trainer, where I would go in and just sit in their office and just talk about what was going on. And I think having someone specialized in that now in the program, it's huge for our student athletes. And also working in the department, me personally, I'm always willing to help whoever comes to me and asks for help. So if there's a student athlete that feels comfortable coming to me and talking about something that they are struggling with, I'm there to help. And they know that, even if I'm not on a daily basis in their practices, but they know they can come to me and talk about it, and I'm there to help. And I think that's the culture that we're implementing in our program, is that we're there for the student athletes and we're helping them to succeed the best way that they can. So,
and I want to double tap on that. You know, as I started the show, I talked about how this legacy, this new development that's building, and you are a testament of knowing what was happening before and what is happening now, and really making sure this wraparound service is available to the athletes is fantastic. And the other piece that I want to go forward, when we talk about being able to have those touch points, having the touch points that are available in the right space. And I love how you mentioned, you know, before you had to go and speak to your director, and that isn't always the right person to be the person for you. And so having a resource of somebody who can take really that individual in their entirety and not just look at the athletic piece, that's how you really help provide healthcare. And so I just want to shine that light that I think sometimes we forget that it doesn't have to be in a traditional space. What is happening right here with University of Nevada is providing health in all areas to the athletes. Yeah. And that's fantastic.
Yeah, I think we're super proud about the things that we have to offer our student athletes. And it is different for all of them, right? And we talk about the front-facing people that deal with our student athletes every day, and that's our academic advisors, it's our athletic trainers, it's the strength coaches, it's the assistant coaches, it's the nutritionist. And it is incumbent on us to make sure that we're hiring the right people. And I've said that over and over. There's nothing more important than what, in what we do every day, than who we hire. Because if we truly want to impact our student athletes, of course, having nutrition and good healthcare and all those types of things, the facilities, the equipment, but to truly impact our student athletes, it's the people that we surround them with. And people like Andressa, who knows what it takes because she was there once and now she's on the other side and able to give back to those student athletes. And then we also talk about how we're changing, we're impacting our student athletes for generations to come, specifically when it comes to things like nutrition or mental health. Those are things that they might not have grown up with. But once they learn how to eat, how to shop, how to cook, that changes a generation's life, because they go home and then they teach their family. And when they go out away and have it at their own family, all of a sudden they're learning, oh, this is something that's nutritious. This is something that's not. This when I eat this, it makes me feel this way. All of those types of things, because so many of the our student athletes did not grow up with that kind of education. And so I think, you know, obviously you of anybody would know the importance of teaching those kind of habits and those kind, you know, creating that kind of knowledge for our student athletes when they go out into the world.
I want to dig deeper into that, what you just mentioned, Stephanie. You can share and provide those resources, but if you don't provide the ability to learn how to do it yourself, then you are missing the mark. And that's what I love about what you have built, because there's many programs that I've seen where there's this offering and you have all of these services, but then how are you supposed to, when you leave, be able to put that forward? And that doesn't help that person really achieve anything, but to be able to put all pieces together and say, now you know how to cook for yourself, and even more, you know why. And by infiltrating those areas of health, whether it's the mind, body, or soul, that does build that legacy, and that is what you guys are doing today, as well as that cross-pollination of seeing who can be an investment into the current athletes right now. And there is something to be said when we talk about representation. I want to go there with this. When you invest in those who know the experience, that can be able to be a part of that athlete's experience, because there's no one who knows something like you, that is huge. And I'm just so proud of what you both are putting together and what you're building. Now, when I think about all of this, I can't help but highlight, these things take resources, these things take funds, these things take all these things to be able to put this forward. And we have such an amazing community when I think of University of Nevada. And I would love, you know, there's so many different fundraisers, different things that are happening that are allowing you to do what you're doing. Can you highlight some of those, Stephanie?
I think it's really important to make sure we're educating our community, educating our campus on the value of athletics and the things that are important to be successful. And in order to be successful as an athletics program, you need resources, you need facilities, you need to hire great people, you need to have the kind, you know, resources to provide nutrition and the technology in the weight room, and you need to be able to have good nutrition and, I mean, a good mental health, and you got to be able to have your athletic trainers being well-versed and enough of them so that they can manage all of that. And so, yes, we try to make sure our community understands where their investments go, and we're constantly looking for people in the community, and what we need is people giving our – we have a PAC Excellence Fund, which is our overall athletics program, that goes and supports the operations of our department. And then, of course, we have capital projects where people can put their names on buildings and things like that. But investing into the PAC Excellence Fund overall helps all of our student athletes, and that's what we really encourage people to do. And when they have a chance to meet our student athletes, meet people like Andressa, and they know that they're investing into the next generation. And these kids are special. There's I always say there's nothing in the world that can duplicate what athletics does for people. It's not only does it bring a community together, and there's nothing like it. I mean, just watch the World Series that's going on right now. Sports brings communities together, but it also teaches young people things that they can't learn any other way. How to deal with people from different countries, how to deal with coaches that are different kinds of personalities, how to deal with adversity, how to win, how to lose, how to balance your schedule, how to get up early, how to have discipline, all of the things that sports teaches that cannot be duplicated. And I think people do understand that's a lot of companies like to hire student athletes because of the skills that they have that they learn through sports.
And do you want to jump in on that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, coming in from a different country, I'm from Brazil, came in not knowing what was going on pretty much. And Brendan took a chance on me. Coach Bray took a chance on me. And even talking, we still close at where he's my go-to person anytime I need anything. And even though I'm not fully closely working with him, I work with every sport, he knows that what it takes and what the work that I put into, and that's what the opportunity that it was given to me. And it's coming from a different country and having to deal with a completely different culture, I think that was, it's what Stephanie mentioned, like, there's nothing like athletics. Like, I would not put myself in trying Chinese food back in Brazil if I was there. Like, I would not put me to try new things if I weren't able to come back to the U.S. So,
and when I think about what we started about with the show, and I had shared, once you're an athlete, you're always an athlete. And then I think about what we have been able to talk about today, how it has this universal language, this universal element to be able to put forward in your life in that moment and to come. That is an amazing gift. And that is what the University of Nevada is building every single day. And it's something like no other. And I am just really in awe of what is happening here at the campus and just what is happening for student athletes here. I've never seen it before. Born and raised here in Nevada, and I'm proud to be an alumni of University of Nevada. I am looking forward to talking about all of the amazing things that are happening here, and we're going to continue to bring highlights. We're going to talk about what the student athletes are doing here on campus, what Stephanie Remp is putting forward, so everybody listening can stay informed, stay engaged, and most importantly, we invite you to be a part of what is being built. And it's so exciting. So thank you both for joining the Beyond Clinical Walls and Go Pack podcast. And to the next episode, thank you all. And I always end my show with a level of gratitude. Thank you for your time, your energy of taking the time to listen to these amazing stories and putting it forward and helping someone else. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Go Pack.
Go Pack.
Go Pack.